This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie, now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, you're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown, which proves how smart you are. Yeah. You can tell all your friends, you know what? I'm smart because I listen to that Michael Brown on the weekends. Yes. Rules of engagement, pretty easy. Let's do the podcast one. So if you want to subscribe to the podcast, which would be of great benefit to me, then you simply on your podcast app search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. That will get you the 4 hours I do Monday through Friday locally from Denver, Colorado. Plus, it will get you the 3 hours that I do nationally on the nationally syndicated program on Saturday by subscribing to that podcast. So you get 23 hours of listening to me. Isn't that great? That'll drive you nuts. That'll turn you into a Joe Biden. What's going on? So be sure and subscribe to the podcast. But don't forget, I set these silly, stupid goals. So on Twitter, I'm at 16,900 some followers. I haven't looked to see exactly what it is. It just tells you 16.9. So I'm trying to get to 17 just because I'm competitive with myself. So I'm just trying to get to 17,000. So if you could follow me on Twitter today, we'll send everybody that follows me today, we'll send you a check for $5,000. The check will be in the mail. It'll get there someday. Maybe not this week, and maybe not next week, and maybe not ever. But we'll pretend to send you a check for $5,000. It's at Michael Brown USA. So, at Michael Brown USA. Go follow me right now. I want you to think about something. Seriously think about something for a moment. Whether you're a small business owner, you're just a homeowner, you're a consumer, you are retired. Maybe you're still in school. You're in college, or you're getting a graduate degree. Maybe you're a blue collar worker. Maybe you do manual labor. I'm just trying to think of every possible contingent or every possible scenario of people that listen to this program. Maybe you're a professional. You're a plumber. You're an electrician, you're a doctor, you're a lawyer, whatever it is. How much of your life is regulated is governed by regulations? How much of your life is ruled by, you have to have a license? You want to start a business. How much crap do you have to go through to get a license to start a business? How many things that you do that you may not think about, but they're regulated. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not an anarchist. I say this all the time. I'm not an anarchist. I think that in any civil society, that if, by the very nature of having a civil society, we've agreed that we're going to comply with some rules and regulations, some laws. And in a representative democracy, in a representative republic like we have, that we're going to ask city councils or county commissioners. We're going to ask state legislatures. We're going to ask the U.S. Congress, hey, help us live in a civil society And we're going to elect you to protect our rights. That's their number one job. Many people say that the number one job of the government is to keep us safe. No, that is not the number one job. You show me anywhere where it says that the number one job of government officials is to keep us safe. It's not. The number one job of government is to protect our rights. Go read the Constitution. If you haven't read the Declaration of Independence in a while, go do that. That's your assignment for this week. Go read the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. It won't take you long. Read them. And then you'll realize that really we've organized a government to protect our rights. Now, at the local level, we've organized, again, they still have to protect our rights, but we want some regulations. Like, I want to go into a restaurant knowing that that restaurant has complied with health regulations. Now, I also want the health regulations to be reasonable. I don't think that a restaurant ought to be the kind of place. Look, I don't expect to walk into a restaurant and have the kitchen to be so spotless that I can eat off the floor. I don't expect it to be the equivalent of an operating room. But I do expect some minimum standards. But if I want to go get dreadlocks, which I've always wished I could have, do I really need to go to somebody that has a license to do that? Or why can't I go to somebody's home that can do that? Or just have somebody that cuts my hair. Do they really need a license to cut hair? Now, I would like to know that they've been to barber school or to hairdressing school and that they're not going to cut my ear off. But do they really need a license, or is it my responsibility to go and patronize a business where I know that the proprietor has had the basic training to cut my hair? Why do they really need a license? Oh, I know people argue, well, Michael, that license tells you they've got the training. Well, so will the diploma that I see, or so will the certificate I see that says that they've been to hairdressing school and that they've passed whatever the requirements are of the hairdressing school. We live in a world now where the most pervasive and prevalent aspect of government to the average American is bureaucracy. Everywhere you look, bureaucracy. You know, again, going back to dinner last night with the New York Police Department guy, the cop from New York, we were sitting in a really nice restaurant and having dinner, and we were talking about the pervasiveness of regulations in our lives. Do you know where that comes from? It comes first and foremost from the U.S. Congress, who have abdicated. You know, everybody talks about how the presidency has gotten too powerful. Well, the presidency has gotten too powerful because Congress has abdicated their power to the presidency. And they've done so by delegating powers that belong to Congress to the bureaucrats in the executive branch. And also, that's been done by the U.S. Supreme Court. That started in a case called Chevron USA, Inc. versus Natural Resources Defense Council, Inc. So Chevron versus a Natural Resources Defense Council. Let's just call it Chevron. And this is the Chevron deference rule. And that case had a precedent that gave deference to the bureaucracy in interpreting and implementing regulations that they wrote, that Congress said, yeah, you go write these rules because we're too busy. We got a cocktail party to go to. We got to go fundraise. So we're too busy. Even though we have staffs of lawyers out the wazoo, we're too busy to actually write regulations or to even put limits on the regulations. You just go do it. Now, taking it as a given that Congress defers powers to the bureaucracy, that case established the Chevron case established criteria for the legality of the actions taken by the bureaucracy. The first half of the criteria asks whether the law that creates an agency or empowers them is ambiguous or not. And if it is not ambiguous, then, and here's the deference, the agency is deferred to for their interpretation of the law. And only then could a court evaluate whether it was reasonable or not. So what did that do? Well, let me explain to you what it did. Because this is why we now have the administrative state. This is now why we have the deep state. And this is now why our lives are so overregulated. Man, this case is a phenomenal case. Text the word Mike or Michael if you want to send me a text. Use the number 33103. Follow me on Twitter at Michael Brown USA. Why do we have all the regulations?
For more than 75 years, University of Maryland Global Campus has given you the opportunity to build your next success. Choose from more than 135 degree and certificate programs in career-relevant fields like business, healthcare, data analytics, cybersecurity, and more. Plus, we offer 100% online and hybrid courses, personalized advising, and lifetime career services. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the Dip.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Elevate your Bandaloop viewing experience in celebration of the Sundial Bridge's 20th anniversary with Turtle Bay's VIP ticketed viewing parties, taking place during the Bandaloop morning and evening performances on both Friday, June 28th and Saturday, June 29th. Individual tickets as well as tables for eight include admission into the VIP garden area with the best reserved views of the Bandaloop show, plus food and drinks served by Mosaic Restaurant during the evening performances. Buy tickets now for the VIP experience at celebrate20.com/VIP.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. We're talking about the Chevron case and what this new Supreme Court ruling that came down Friday means. But before I continue, let me tease something and ask you to do something. So there were two cases that came down Friday from the U.S. Supreme Court, both of which I think are blockbuster decisions. One is a Supreme Court case, short name is Fisher, and it involves a January 6th defendant who was charged with obstruction. And the court ruled that you cannot use this particular obstruction statute to charge these January 6th defendants with obstruction. It's a major win, it's a major win for these defendants, and it's a major blow to the Department of Justice. I haven't gotten to that case yet. I'm going to do that case on Monday morning. So I would encourage you, if you would, are so inclined, to listen to me Monday morning, starting at 6 Mountain Time on 630 KHOW out of Denver, where I'll be discussing that case. Because it's just a wow case. But this is a wow case too. But here's the other tease I want to make about Monday, and why I would encourage you to listen to me on the iHeart app or wherever you can get me on 630 KHOW out of Denver, is because the Supreme Court has indicated that the immunity case about Donald Trump, that opinion is probably going to be released at 10 o'clock East Coast time, which would be 8 o'clock my time, Mountain Time. And obviously, I'm going to be discussing that case when that opinion comes out, even though I'll be trying to do it on the fly, trying to read the opinion and talk about it at the same time. But that decision is going to be a humongous decision that will affect not just Donald Trump, but could actually have an effect on Joe Biden. Because remember, Joe Biden was the subject of a special counsel investigation where Robert Hur said, he's just too old and senile to prosecute. Well, that case that's supposed to be released Monday. Now, court may not do it Monday, but everybody in D.C. tells me that that's what they're probably going to do, is release that case Monday. So Monday will be like going to law school. You'll learn about these Supreme Court cases, and I would encourage you to tune in and listen to them. So the Chevron case, as I said before we went to the break, it allowed the bureaucrats, the deep state, it allowed them to interpret vague law, and it gave them powers that courts have to follow. Where did that come from? Well, it came from the Chevron case. Why should an Article III court, an Article III court is a court established by the U.S. Constitution. Those are the federal district courts. For example, in Colorado, we have the Federal District Court of Colorado. We have one district in Colorado. In Oklahoma, there are two districts. There's the Western District, which comprises about 3/4 of the state, and then there's the Northern District, which comprises, the Tulsa area. Other, like Texas, has multiple districts. So you have those trial courts, those federal district courts. Then you have the appellate courts, like you have the infamous Ninth Circuit out on the West Coast. You have the Fifth Circuit down in Texas and Louisiana, which has had some major decisions. You have the D.C. Court of Appeals, which is a humongously important court. And then you have the U.S. Supreme Court. Those are all Article III courts. Well, think about this. The Chevron decision, which has now been overturned, said that all of these courts have to adhere to what the bureaucracy says is their interpretation of the law and the regulation. Well, that case gave the bureaucrats immense power to redefine words, to put their own interpretation on statutes, to enforce them in different mannerisms. It took away the power, the separate but equal power of the constitutional Article III courts to do what they're supposed to do, interpret the law. And basically said, this old Supreme Court decision that got overturned basically said that you have to defer to the deep state, to the administrative state. And that was on the assumption. This is such progressivism. You know, there. I casually mentioned Singapore at the very beginning of the program. Because LKY, who was the most famous premier, prime minister of Singapore, he was a benevolent dictator. And he believed, as many statists do, that we should be ruled by experts. Because experts know better than we do. And so we should be governed by experts. Well, I find that to be bullcrap. Total bullcrap. Because that's an assumption that the experts are the better interpreters of the law in any area that pertains to the law. So rather than interpret the law in conjunction with other legislation in the Constitution, all of these Article III courts were forced to just abdicate their power and just do what the administrative state, just do what the deep state did. So that's why you have all of these little arguments over what's a navigable water, what's a navigable stream. If I've got a constant puddle in my backyard, is that regulated by the EPA? I mean, it gets down to that kind of silly question. Well, that's coming to an end. Because in a case that I just refer to as Raimondo, the case name is actually Loper Bright Enterprises versus Raimondo. That was argued in front of the 6-3 conservative court, touching on what I've just explained to you as the Chevron defense. Now, this case that overturned Chevron involved a regulation that mandated the monitoring of fishing boats, and then the agency, the Department of Commerce, charging the fishermen for the monitors that they were required to have on their boats to monitor their fishing. Here's what the Wall Street Journal said about this. Rather than accepting the fisheries agency's interpretation of its authority under an ambiguous law, the plaintiffs, the fishermen, said that judges should have given equal weight to the business argument and decided for themselves. The court should have decided for themselves what the best interpretation of the law of conservation was. It's pretty succinct. So, Commerce, you say that we have to have fishermen on here and that we have to pay the wages. Even if we're a small, tiny boat, we have to pay the equivalent wage. It makes it, we can't do business. It's too costly. Look, that case called into question the basis of the court's interpretation of a bureaucratic regulation. And an overturning of Chevron, guess what that means? So begin with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. What does it mean?
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio. That's DynaVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win. win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster is proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairers will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome to the Law School edition of The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. You know, I joke about that, but this is really serious. This is going to have long-ranging effects, wide-ranging effects on our everyday lives. Whether you're a business person, you're a consumer, whatever your stage of life is, this case is going to have a major effect. You see, what happens over time, before I get back to the case, what happens over time is, and this happens in any, almost any form of government, and those forms of government even a constitutional republic like ours, as it gets bigger and as life itself gets more complex, everyone thinks that we need an expert to tell us how to live our lives. Now, obviously, I use experts. You know, I go to certain doctors. If I have a legal question, I go to a lawyer. So we all do need and use experts. But I don't want experts telling me how to live my everyday life. If I need advice on how to live my life, I'm going to go seek out advice. Maybe it's not an expert. Maybe it's a friend I trust. Maybe it's a family member. It's this idea that government thinks that it knows better for us how to live our lives than we do, that they should be making these choices because they're the experts. They can make better choices. And if we would all just conform to their choices, then we wouldn't have all the problems we have, which I find fascinating because when you think about all the experts in all the bureaucracies in all levels of government, man, life's still effed up when you think about it, isn't it? Crime, drugs, homelessness, illegal immigration, really crappy international relations. Look at the train derailment in New Palestine. And those people are still suffering. Expertise has not really gotten us, has not solved things. Now, I'm not denigrating experts. But I just think that if you believe that government experts can somehow make your life better, well, there's a limit to that. And what we've seen is they now believe that every aspect of our lives needs to be regulated by them. And the old Chevron rule, the old Chevron deference rule, told the courts, yeah, you know what? They're the experts, and even though you're the court, you need to defer to their expertise. Well, that's always been, you know, this has been a bugaboo. Even when I was in law school, before the Chevron case itself actually came down, this was a bugaboo among my classmates as we talked about constitutional law. How is it that a constitutionally established court has to defer to the executive branch on their rulemaking? Because what they're doing, the bureaucracy, they're making rules that Congress has said, hey, you go make the rules because we're too busy going to cocktail parties. So you make up the rules. Well, if those rules are overly broad or unconstitutional or irrational, why shouldn't a court be able to say, hey, that's wrong, boom, your regulation is thrown out the window? So this case with the fishermen, And if you're just tuning in, real quickly, the case is Loper Bright Enterprises versus Raimondo. I refer to Raimondo because Gina Raimondo is the Secretary of Commerce, under which the fishery regulations are all promulgated and developed. And the rule was, regardless of the size of your boat, if you're a fisherman, you had to have a bureaucrat on your boat to make sure you complied with the fishery laws, and you had to pay for the salary of the fisherman to be on your of the bureaucrat to be on your boat. Well, that calls into question the very basis of court interpretation of bureaucrats' regulation. The overturning of the Chevron defense means that regulatory agencies, the administrative state, the deep state, many of which can be interpreted to be illegal under a small government lens, a view of the government as it should be small, and their activities are going to have actions more closely scrutinized now by judges and possibly overturned. This is a sweeping redefinition of powers. And this sweeping redefinition of powers will be curtailed, decided upon by judges. Independent judges will now look at the deep state regulations the administrative state regulations and be able to say, you know what, that's too broad. That's too in your face. That may be unconstitutional. If you're favorable to markets, if you're favorable to free markets, if you're favorable to the idea that, you know, the invisible hand of the marketplace will eventually work itself out, then you should rejoice in this decision. Because these regulatory agencies put inefficient burdens on markets, looking in the best light, and in the worst light, they act as just a sledgehammer for regulatory capture and regulatory ruling. And if you strictly curtail their powers, especially by courts, that could lead to a really sharp reduction in market interference, meaning the marketplace can be more innovative. The marketplace can decide for itself, not entirely, but broadly, can decide for itself, hey, what's the best way for us to do business? What's the best way for us to conduct our business? And you and I gives us more discretion, more individual authority, individual power to make our own marketplace decisions. The idea that everything needs to be licensed, that you have to have a license for this and a license for that, is just way out of control now. Some licensing is required. I don't want to have someone perform, say, an appendectomy on me or open heart surgery or brain surgery without them being, you know, having gone to medical school and passed a licensing board exam that says you meet the standards to do this. Take, for example, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Remember recently in the bump stock case? Well, what happened in the bump stock case was the bureaucrats at the ATF. They decided, and actually Trump did this. This is one of the things that pisses me off about Trump. Trump actually told the court, or told the ATF, after the mass shooting in Las Vegas several years ago, gosh, it's been longer than I think it has been. But remember the gunman up in one of the casinos shooting down on the concert? Well, he was using a bump stock. A bump stock does not turn a semi-automatic rifle into an automatic rifle. It simply allows you to fire that rifle faster, quicker. But Trump said to the ATF, hey, I don't like those things, so why don't you go make a rule? So the ATF said, okay, we'll go make a rule. Well, the court overturned that 2017 bump stock ban on very similar grounds. Rather than accept the ATF's interpretation of what qualifies as a machine gun, the court pointed out, the Supreme Court did, it pointed out that the ATF was wrong in the interpretation. Well, that could have been, that case could have told us what the Supreme Court was likely to do in this case. So back to the bump stock case. That will restrict the ATF from being able to undertake really fast rule changes without legislation being passed. If Congress wants to outlaw bump stocks, that's up to Congress. That's how our system is supposed to work. We're not supposed to have unelected bureaucrats decide. Now, I don't care whether you think bump stocks are good or bad. I personally, as a firearms owner, I don't like bump stocks. I don't own them. But I don't want bureaucrats deciding whether or not I can buy one. Or the bureaucrat deciding, oh, yeah, magically, that will be turning a semi-automatic rifle into an automatic rifle. Now, I don't want to go into the details of why it's not the case, but a bump stock simply cannot mechanically do that. But that's what the ATF decided. Now, the implications go further than the ATF. Go back to the Chevron ruling. It's a win for conservatives that were using the EPA to define what a source of pollution meant. At the time, the EPA was headed by a Reagan appointee, wanted to loosen regulation, but the ruling itself enables progressives with a deadly tool to redefine pollution. Rule changes could branch into more and more intrusive areas, particularly environmental regulations, you know, when climate change is being used to fearmonger. A ruling against Chevron will actually defang the climate change activist bureaucrats from being able to impose more and more burdensome regulations that make everything more expensive. In other words, if the bureaucrats want to fight so-called climate change, then their rules and regulations are going to have to comply with whatever statute is passed by Congress, and they themselves or the president can't just say to the EPA or can't just say to the Department of Interior, look, I'm really fearful of climate change and I want you to go regulate this or regulate that. No, they're going to have to rely upon Congress to actually pass laws. That limits the power of the deep state. Now, what's been the reaction to this? As you would expect. Text the word Michael to 33103. Go follow me on Twitter, at MichaelBrownUSA. Oh, the people are just crying crocodile tears because this case is so bad. Not.
Judge Napolitano here. Can you believe the chaos we're facing today? Government is out of control. Spending is out of control. And the dollar is dying. It's just a matter of time until digital money replaces cash. It's coming fast. So you need to get educated in other ways to invest and preserve the wealth you already have. Start now by calling Lear Capital at 800-927-2400. Get their free report, The Tipping Point. Learn what rising debt and a digital dollar could mean for your retirement. Do what I did. Buy gold from Lear Capital to protect your wealth. Over 25 years experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. Lear is whom I trust when I buy gold. Get the report and up to $15,000 in bonus gold with a qualifying purchase. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Success starts with a single step. At Shasta College, we can help you take that next step forward towards a new career or transfer to a four-year university with your first 2 years done. We have 75 years of experience helping students just like you build their future and realize their dreams. So, what do you want for your future? Success starts at Shasta College. Enroll today. Fall semesters begin August 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Well, we're near the end of the program. As I always want to do, I want to thank everybody for listening and tuning in. Share the program with your friends. Tell them about the program. Subscribe to the podcast. Listen to me during the weekday. Do all that sort of stuff. But I never want to do a program without telling all of you all across the country how much I appreciate you listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Before I wrap up the Chevron case, there's some really great text messages. Goober number 1713. Hopefully this decision puts a big dent in the Green New Deal. Well, it probably will. It will probably at least force Congress. You see, think about the Green New Deal. So most of the money for the Green New Deal gets passed in the Inflation Reduction Act. Do you think in that gigantic bill that was like, you know, $1 trillion+ that Congress actually sat down and put any limitations on what the bureaucrats could do with the money when they got it? No. Well, this is a great example of how this decision will force those bureaucrats to either very restrictively write their regulations, or even go back to Congress and say, hey, we'd like to write a regulation about, oh, I don't know, whatever it is, electric vehicles. But we're not clear what you meant. So could you pass a law that explains to us what you meant? This is the way the system is supposed to work. Or the other thing that could happen is they pass some electric vehicle regulation and a court slaps it down and says, you don't have the authority to do that. And then force them to go back to Congress. You see, this starts to subtly shift power away from the bureaucrats and away from the president and the executive branch when it comes to rulemaking and lawmaking and says to the Congress, you do your job. This begins to rebalance the three branches of government. And it's long overdue. And you may not see the effects of it tomorrow, but I promise you, over our lifetime and over generations, this will get us back to a balanced government. Now, 5678 states the obvious. The first thing the administrative state will do is try to figure out how to get around the ruling and not how to comply. That's right, except for people who are affected by rules or regulations that the administrative state starts trying to use to get around the regulations. The people now affected by those regulations now have a Supreme Court case that says, wait a minute, I can take this to federal court and get a federal court to say that, oh, wait a minute, you don't have the authority to do this. Now, you may not win every case, but it now at least says to those lower courts, to the trial courts, yeah, you have the authority, you, the court, have the authority to look at the regulation and see if it's overly broad and if they have the power to do that. And of course, I have to laugh out loud at this one. 7592 says, Michael, how many of these bureaucrats are truly experts? Well, exactly. That's why we end up with dumbass rules all the time. And that's why the case is so important. And that's why all these progressive media outlets, this is why the cabal is having the conniption fit about this. The New York Times, the Washington Post are already talking about how bad this decision is. Well, that ought to tell you how good the decision is. If you favor smaller government, if you favor more liberty and more freedom, then you ought to recognize that when the progressive begin to cry about the burden this is going to put onto the court system, it's going to put a burden on the court system. Any more than, let's go back, you know, I've not talked about the Fisher case, which I will do Monday, which is why you ought to tune in Monday. The Fisher case, which said that these January 6th defendants cannot be charged with obstruction under the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, which is a financial accounting act, you can't charge them with that. Well, that's going to cause lawyers representing all of those January 6th defendants to go back and ask for a rehearing, a dismissal of the charges, a new sentencing hearing. They're going to ask for everything. Well, you know what? Sucks to be those courts, but the Department of Justice shouldn't have done that in the first place. So I don't care if it places a burden onto the court system. If we have to hire more federal district court judges, then so be it. That's what the press, that's what the trial courts are for. There are plenty of judges that have taken senior status that could hear these additional cases. But remember, you really want, I'm just talking to progressives now. You really want to object to something because it means that more people can go protect their rights in court? I thought you were for that. And just because this case takes power away from the bureaucrats, now you're going to scream like a little kid, like a little baby, oh, but it's going to cause more people to go to court. Yeah, to protect their rights. So let's do this. Remember, I started the entire, if you've listened to the entire program, you know that I started out talking about chaos. Well, this is an example of the chaos. And I would say this is good chaos. Very good chaos. So if things are chaotic, it doesn't mean, going back to the whole point about Rush Limbaugh, it doesn't mean that you just give up. No, it's not time to give up at all. Embrace that chaos. Thanks for listening. Tune in next weekend. I'll see you then.
Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
A violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide you with firearms education, training, and access to self-defense liability insurance. So when trouble comes, you'll be ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA, and right now, there's an exclusive, limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get a free family defense guide, a survival secrets training video from a retired FBI agent, and see all the benefits of membership. Go to DefendFamily.com now.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.